This is a fun setup. I love this. I set up my desk in a new, different way. I actually got a second desk or table. I'm just using tables as desks. In the other corner, well, / side of the room. Yeah, office space on one side, sleeping space on the other side of the room. It's not big, but it's a lot bigger than my last room. I don't remember if you recall me ranting about it. I don't know if you recall me ranting about it. Hi. Personal relaxation station. I am your host, Blue Skies. And I kind of really want to talk about some of the world building that I've been doing lately. It's just kind of something I can't help myself. I do it for fun. I always have. If anyone is the same way, then you understand. Just get inspired out of the blue, but also sometimes I'm watching a movie, like I've been watching a lot of fantasy and paranormal movies that have been inspiring me, and when I see them, it makes me have ideas and get inspired to write my own stuff and create my own worlds and my own characters and stories. And when I see like stuff done really well, I'm just like, oh yes, I want to it just inspires me to create my own thing, you know, my own thing that I like, that's in that same genre. Usually even when I see stuff done poorly, that's inspiring, because then I'm just like, something and do it better, you know? Like, I'm watching something and I'll think like, oh my god, why did they do that? They should have done this. And that'll inspire me to go create my own thing. So, yeah, in this episode I'm gonna do some world building, talk about some worlds that I've already built or I'm in the process of building. Honestly, feel free. I've thought a lot about this, and I want anyone to feel free to use the worlds that I create here, that I tell you about, to use them to play around in, you know, create characters and create a story in these worlds. It would be nice if you credited me, but it's whatever. If it can help someone express themselves creatively, I want you to use the worlds that I am about to tell you about, or use those worlds to inspire you to create, you know, to create your own spin on what I'm talking about. So, when I am doing some work, inspire me and give me creative life, especially things recently that have been giving me creative life, but also things that have historically given me creative life, like my roots. So I just have a little list here. So my inspirations, in no particular order, are 12 Forever. That's a cartoon on Netflix. Natsume's Book of Friends. That's an Delivery Service. Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah, I like Pan's Labyrinth a lot. And other. I like Pan's Labyrinth a lot, as well as other Guillermo del Toro movies. I really like Guillermo del Toro. The Matrix movie, the original first Matrix movie, of course. His Majesty's Dragon book series, amazing book series, The Rainwilds Chronicles, another great book series, Hilda, the cartoon, Usagi Drop, the anime, Never Let Me Go, the book, Nausicaä, Valley of the Wind, Ghibli movie, Castle in the Sky, cartoon, Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Korra, the who is also able to airbend. I actually don't know. I think it's just Legend. Oh yeah, it's Legend of Korra. Legend of Zelda also. Haikyuu, the anime, and My Hero Academia. Is not an exhaustive list. I definitely have more. Yeah, I definitely have more inspirations. It's just that's what I have right now. So some themes I've been thinking about are found family, home, dystopia, justice, queerness, transness, gender stuff, nature, earth, love, climate, the hugeness of the world and our smallness. I do like, that's something I really like about certain Ghibli movies, is there's always this feeling of how big the world is and how small delivered simply by the imagery. Continuing with the themes, helping people, culture, rituals, and spirituality, girl gangs, queer gangs, it's like being part of a gang, flying, music, domestic labor, stuff like that. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, it's just what I have written down. And let's see, I have another one here, episodic themes. I do like episodic stories, like stories that episodes, piece by piece. I like characters who have a lot of growing and learning to do. Characters who are not perfect. And you get to be with them as they struggle, and as they grow, and as they learn, you know. You get to see their journeys, be very intimate with them. So I have some more. So like the feeling new and out of place, and then the journey of integrating or finding one's place. This could also be moving to a new place and like the uncertainty and the discomfort of being somewhere new, and then the journey of, yeah, process of changing your mind. Let's see, I have all kinds of notes here. Some other people, a bunch of other groups, discover, like not discover, but rediscover Laputa, like make it to Laputa by aircraft, and adventures ensue. And I think Mark Hamill is in the dub, actually, and some other pretty well-known, enjoyable people. but my story that I envision, my world that I'm envisioning, it's constantly in flux, but the basic is that the sea level of Earth has risen such that there is very little land left. And it's like on Earth, and it's all kind of ocean, and I'm uncertain like how much actual land is left, what the state of that land is. The ocean has risen. The ocean is very acidic, so it's like super acidic water. It's not safe, like so. But humans have live on these floating cities, these floating islands, which have it's been like this for a long time, to the point where like people don't really the only reason people floating islands and why things are the way they are is because of stories passed down. And if it weren't for the stories and the history being able to be passed down, they would not know, because it happened so long ago. But there are many islands, many floating islands, and they kind of follow their own trajectory. They kind of just float in their own orbits. The humans don't control them. But there might be some cities that have become scientifically advanced enough to kind of pilot their islands, is kind of what I'm thinking. And all the islands sort of have a different culture. Some of them are, you know, fairly small, some of them are big, some of them are a bunch of islands kind of near each other, and so they share culture, and it's kind of like like Hawaii is a bunch of islands next to each other, so it's kind of like that. So, I imagine an that's very green. I also imagine an island that is a lot of housing on the outside of the island, and then the inner kind of circle of the island is like a plaza. It's like the town square. shows and stuff like that. It's super fun. But I'm also working with the history of this world. Like, a part of me wants to make it so there is no more magic in the present day of the world. But you know, I can tell stories in the past. I can tell stories in the quote-unquote present and the future. But I kind of want to make it so, like, the ancestors, it is known, it's talked about, that the ancestors had magic. But, let's say they used magic for bad things, and then certain people, for the good of humanity, just used their powers to erase all magic from the blood of everyone, I guess. It's, you know, it's not perfect, it's still a work in progress, but let's say that's kind of what happened. So moving to present day, there's no magic, but maybe we encounter some characters who somehow find a way to reawaken magic, and it's like a journey of thinking about how to use magic ethically, and if it's possible for magic to exist, and to make sure it's only used ethically or something. Like, I mean, that's a pretty deep philosophical discussion that's a metaphor for a lot of things in real life, I think. So yeah, that's a plot line I'm interested in exploring. But also I like writing about magic and people who can use magic, so erasing magic from the story might not be fun. I mean, it could be fun to erase it and then have the story be about rediscovering it, but also it might just be fun to have a magical world, or like a semi-magical world, and figure out what's gonna happen, what the stories are gonna be about. I like the idea of paranormal stuff, like characters who can see ghosts and demons and stuff like that, and spirits that in many cultures are referred as things similar to demons, etc. So yeah, I want to write a story where, like, there's demons and ghosts and things exist, and there are groups of people who are exorcists and who, like, go around banishing or exorcising demons and ghosts. But I want to have characters who realize that demons and ghosts are not all bad, and in fact very few of them are bad, and they just want to help them solve their problems so that they can all go about their business, because there's like a reason. There's always a reason that a ghost is haunting, or, like, that a demon is causing trouble. You know, it's because they want something, or they need something, and all they really need is for someone to ask, for someone to want to help and have the time to help. So, I would like to write one of those stories one day. I want to write a story about someone who flies a glider or some kind of other aircraft around from island to island or something. And I also want to experiment with which islands are like the imperialist colonizer islands, and which islands are oppressed, and what are the interactions between those, like, invisible, or it's hidden in the eye of a storm or something. That would be really cool. Like, that's how Laputa is. This is also a perfect opportunity to make, like, explore a solarpunk city and a steampunk city and a, there's another city island that's like medieval fantasy time and another that's super in the future with all these futuristic technologies and just all kinds of islands, any kind of island I could want, and any kind of characters I could want for these, and yeah, I'm just excited. course, thank you for listening. Please feel free to let me know in the reviews or by email if you liked this world building episode. And please do let me know if you write any kind of story or do anything using this world building. I would love to read it and see how cool your creation is. That's all. Who's listening using this world I have built. I would be very happy if I could be a part of someone creating something, if I can give you a setting to play in, like a playground. So thank you so much for being here. Blue Skies, signing off.